Hello, would you like to introduce yourself?
My name is Christian Chase Sandoval.
Where did you go to school, Christian Chase?
I recently graduated from University of Texas at San Antonio.
What year did you graduate, do you remember?
2020.
Wow, you actually remembered this time. We had this discussion before. Did you walk the stage at UTSA?
I chose not to, because I would have had to wait until fall.
Of what year?
Of 2021.
And were you disappointed?
I personally was not. My family was.
Your family was? Who do you think was most disappointed in your family?
My grandmother, Marianne Zaraki.
Why was she disappointed?
Because she had never seen any of her descendants walk the stage.
And who do you think... Who did she see next?
Cameron, my sister.
Your sister. And how did she feel about that?
She's very proud of her.
She's very proud of her.
She watched it live. Not in person, but she did watch it over the internet through a Skype call, I believe.
Do you think she would prefer to see it in person?
I'm sure, but she was suffering from health issues at the time.
Do you think you'll ever walk the stage?
Hopefully I will after I graduate from the St. Mary's Law program.
Oh, you plan to attend St. Mary's Law program?
I do.
Have you taken the LSAT, Christian?
I have. I scored a perfect score in my regards.
What did you score, Christian?
I'm not sure yet. I have yet to receive my results.
Where did you take your LSAT?
At a computer inside my loving wife's home.
Did they offer the LSAT in person?
They did not, due to the pandemic.
To the pandemic? Would you have preferred it in person?
I would not. I do personally enjoy the privacy of my own home when I'm test taking.
Your final senior year. Your final, you know what I mean. The senior year of your UTSA career.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it affected... You were supposed to take an internship, weren't you?
I was, and it was canceled, and I was supposed to take a replacement course, which ended up being criminal psychology.
And you never did.
And I did.
Oh, you did?
So I graduated.
Oh. Do you think that you missed out not taking an internship? Do you think that affected you career-wise?
I personally don't think so.
Stop, please.
Due to the fact that I have a very stable and strong career where I am a leader in my field and I am still planning to attend school to get more career experience and educational experience.
Do you think that the pandemic has affected your career choices?
Personally, I don't think so. I think in the pandemic, my field that I initially wanted to go to before law is thriving.
Really? You don't think it's...
I don't think it's a what?
You don't think... Do you think it's like... What's your field? You say your field.
My field would be security and civil protection.
Would you say it's increased?
I would say increased during the pandemic due to the changing needs. It needs a lot of innovation and they're looking for young people with new ideas, definitely.
If we went back to lockdown, do you think that, because you work at...
My field would not, my current job would not change due to the fact that there would still be employees that need to be monitored, and I hold somewhat of a management position.
But what if there was...
No, like, employees?
No, but what if, like... Well, you work at, like, a shopping center. Like, what if we switch back to, like, more online shopping?
Then I would still have to monitor employee theft and...
I guess that's true.
Stuff like that. Internal fraud. I do a lot of fraud, credit card fraud overtures and going through finances to see if there's any errors or... missing money. Let me ask you some questions now, though. Being a current student at the end of the pandemic, how do you think it's affected you, your social life, your schooling, all that?
Well, You see, I've never had a social life, so everything's the same. As for schooling, it's really helped, made me focus on schooling because there's nothing else to do but just stay home.
Would you say that you prefer an online education more so than having to go into the class, or do you prefer going meeting face to face with your fellow students and teachers?
I feel like I like online classes, but I also like going and being forced to get up and get dressed.
So would you say that like going to class in person gives you a goal every day to wake up to more so like than a online class where you can basically do it out of bed? I think what you're trying to say is that like there's a certain drive behind it that gives you a motivation to wake up in the morning and be productive more so than just flicking on your class and participating online through either a screen or a camera, etc.
Yeah, I think like with a class online, you just like, I feel like I can slack off more. With like in person, I actually have to pay attention because there's an actual teacher like who can see me.
What do you think of the quality of the education you receive though between online and in person? Would you say that it's more detailed in person or online due to like the availability of the resources from the online more so than in person, where you're not necessarily getting explicit handouts compared to being in person where it might be more of a general lecture?
You're too good at this. You should go back to school.
I am going back to school.
Wow, St. Mary's should accept you right away.
I hope they do.
St. Mary's, if you're listening to this.
St. Mary herself.
St. Mary. Is that the Virgin Mary? I don't know.
Save your grace.
St. Mary, if you're listening, hire this man. Christian.
Yes.
So, I'm taking back this interview because mm-hmm. you're kind of showing me up. Let's talk about the best thing to happen during the pandemic for you.
I think it was genuinely meeting you. As I'm not sure if the person listening to this will be aware, but we are in a multi-year relationship at this point, and I've spent every moment of the pandemic by your side, and I feel like it has tested us as people and our relationship to a certain extent that I think we could figure out by now if it was going to work or not.
We didn't meet during the pandemic.
We met right before.
Did we?
Months before. 2 months, 3 months before.
Wow.
Yep.
We're old news.
We are old news.
And now we have two beautiful dogs. And a hermit crab.
And a hermit crab.
And a dead hermit crab.
And a dead hermit crab.
And a cat. Manifesting a cat.
Manifesting a bird.
Ask
me a question. Finish out this interview strong.
Okay. So, if you get into St. Mary's,
mm-hmm.
do you think you could do...
When I get into St. Mary's.
When you get in Manifesting St. Mary's, what... Do you think you could do law school online, completely online?
I think I would prefer it. I wouldn't mind going in to be... I genuinely receive information better when I can go over it multiple times, and I think that having a pre-recorded lecture or paperwork that I can read really helps people like me who struggle from ADHD, where they might be thinking about something else while they're listening, or they're hyper-focused on another part of the topic.
Because, so your senior year, mm-hmm. I assume there wasn't that much work to do.
I actually assume there was more work than any of my other years, because I had to close out strong, and everyone was new to online learning, so we were being given experimental courses, and it might have been more coursework than someone who showed up to the class every day was given.
So, do you think online learning was detrimental?
Detrimental? I think it had the opposite effect on me, but I could see how it could definitely be detrimental to people who prefer an in-person experience. I think it was more I definitely learned more because I was able to review information more so than in an in-person class.
So if school switched completely to online, you think you would thrive?
I would prefer it. I think I would thrive. I do well in an unorganized environment, personally.
You said unorganized?
Unorganized environment, yeah.
So you'd hope that your teacher would be completely just caught off guard by the switch?
Yeah.
Well, here's hoping then we switch.
Here's hoping for that new variant. No, I'm just kidding. That's an absolute joke. Please.
Here's hoping. Well, thank you for your wonderful time.
Thanks for interviewing me. You were great. You were eloquent, well-spoken. I'm glad we had this opportunity.
Thank you for just being such a wonderful participant. I love you. Goodbye.